Wendy's official hamburger for March Madness.
Limited time offer. Participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
Good Saturday morning, Thunder Country. This weather update for all of Southern Iowa is brought to you by Quick Lane Tire and Auto in Sheraton. You don't even need an appointment. Stop by, get the work done quick, and get it done right. For your Saturday today, sunshine, the high around 60, maybe some showers on the overnight, possibly some thunderstorms on our Sunday in the late afternoon.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look, dolls.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Ah, yes, take a look out that window, Jacob Briggs, the best producer in all the business. It looks like something has crash-landed all over the Monroe County courtyard lawn as the Easter Bunny has... In one eye's view, it wrecked havoc. There is eggs sprung and placed all over this courtyard. With that sun beating down, you got a little glisten going off of those golden eggs. Lots of golden eggs out there. Yes, indeed, it is Easter weekend. Welcome in, and it was a very good Good Friday. Hope all of you had a good Friday. And, you know, the greatest comeback story in the history of mankind, Jacob Briggs, took place a little over 2,000 years ago, and you know, it was a Friday. You know, you're thinking, you know, your team is out, and then that Friday came, and you know, it's funny how we call it Good Friday because it wasn't all that good for the guy that got up on that cross and didn't ask our permission to get up there and just went because he loved us, and then it looked bleak and dire, and. And then there was Sunday. And Sunday's coming tomorrow, folks, but we've got today. And let's enjoy today, because in today, we're going to celebrate Easter in KIC way. The golden Easter egg hunt that has become a sensation. And what's amazing is how long it took. I looked down there and I saw Gil and Marv Orchis. And they're helping the Easter bunnies put these eggs out. Lots and lots more eggs than ever before. And the good news for all of you is that Joe Millage has I've shamed him right into giving you some of the best candy there is, because when that first year we put the candy out, I thought but now the best candy and golden Easter eggs. And a big thank you last night to the Albia Theater, as we were able to go to the King Opera House, the King Theater, and Ghostbusters on. And so it was a good night to get out. Just tremendous. $2 to get in, a $3 snack pack, and a big thank you to Monroe County Hospital, Summers Insurance, and KIIC to be a part of that to pull off, so all of you can have a great night. And 10 o'clock. I know some of you right now are tuning in. When does that start? How do we get there? Well, get up here to the square, four sides of the square. All four have been filled completely with Easter treats. And the Easter Bunny has been out putting those out. It's ready to go. And at 10 o'clock, we will get this thing started right here on the Albia Square. Each side of the square has been indicated based upon age. And so make sure. We have put our eyes out for Dan Stocker because he has a habit of trying to appear in the 0 to 2 or 0 to 4 age group. I don't know. Yeah, Joe Milish has it all figured out. He's got the logistics. Jacob, do you have any idea what's going on down there?
Yeah, I helped to throw the eggs
you
and stuff.
You are coming in loud and proud, buddy. And I'm coming through your mic. That's how bad we are, how blarred we are. You're good. You're down there helping put all those eggs out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You know what? I've got a little bit of a stomach ache. Well, not a little bit, a lot. And some of you dads and grandpas probably are getting this right now, and you'll appreciate this. I've been on a strict workout and have done so good. You know, of the discipline it takes to have kind of a diet that, you know, emulates what you're trying to accomplish physically. And then last night I sit down at 11 o'clock. I just had gotten done with a 2-hour bike and a 45-minute run. And, oh, my gosh, I opened up a bag of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. You know, there's different taste. And the smartest listening audience in all of America, I know all of you agree with me. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are my favorite.
Right.
But there's different taste you get based upon how they're put together. And so, you know, the eggs versus the foil-wrapped the minis versus the regular size, and then you can get the jumbo size, and then, you know, you have the full Easter Bunny egg. None of them taste exactly the same. My favorite are the foiled small bite size. And by the way, there's very few things that are not bite size in my appetite, because I, you know, one thing I've struggled with over life is that my legs can't keep up with my mouth. And those who listen to me on the radio probably got that one figured out. But I mean, I'm not talking about eating. So the foiled eggs or foiled bite size Reese's Peanut Butter Cups I attempted to put inside the eggs I was going to hide here a little bit for my grandkids at 11 o'clock at night. And my wife sent in a cow to give me instructions and help me put the candy in. Well, she wouldn't help me put the candy in because, unfortunately, for my grandkids, they will probably receive very few Reese's Peanut Butter Cups because, Jacob, I think I ate the bag. I think I'm about 3 or 4 of those minis short of having a full bag in my stomach. And I went to bed last night, and, oh, somewhere around 2 or 3 o'clock, I woke up, and I'm like, oh, what did you do? What did you do? I woke up this morning when I don't know if I felt this kind of guilt. And my stomach's hurting right now. So, you know, the life of a grandfather and a father. You know, we do things and, you know, putting some of the Easter gifts together too, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm paying the price. How about the smartest listening audience of all of America? By the way, we had we were trying to do something for the adults. And so we collaboration with Randy Fabert, a guy that's actually been on movie sets and produced. He just came off of production, by the way, Albia TV. If you haven't went out to Facebook and liked the Albia TV Facebook page, do so. Because we're going to keep you updated with information all the time. Now, this is your preemption, so you don't have to be behind anything. We're going to do some first-run production, some things that will are coming your way. That you're only going to get from Albia.tv. Jacob Rigg helping produce that. But that's where they go to get information locally on Albia.tv and on the Facebook page. And then, of course, we'll be broadcasting on Albia.tv. But this is new, and we went out with Randy Fabert and produced with the Easter Bunny in collaboration. We hid 3 eggs, 3 golden eggs. And we did videos. Randy helped produce the videos. Joe actually did the cutting on it. To give hints. And the smartest listening audience, we started at 9 o'clock in the morning. We had all 3 eggs found before noon, Jacob Riggs. Mm-hmm. And some of them they didn't have. And these were not loosely hidden eggs.
Right.
The smartest listening audience in all of America. And then the night before, my granddaughter, who came on the set and helped with the What's Up Albia, she was a little upset that Grandpa didn't allow her to go out because it was kind of a late night deal that we did. Mm-hmm. We recorded this, you know, in the evening. Because all of you want you all in bed. And I'll be darned, she wanted to help hide eggs. So we took and went to Dollar General, got some eggs, and then we put a little piece of paper and said, if you find this egg, you've won. Text. We did that like 9 o'clock the night before, mm-hmm. hiding eggs too, right? All of those eggs were found, I think, because people got the hints and they thought it was 2 separate things. Anyway, all 8 of our eggs were found by 11 o'clock. And all of the three eggs that we had, the $100 given away, were gone. Hey, Joe Millage, come on in here. You know, Joe's walking by. He's like, oh, God, he's been out there. He's huffing and puffing. Hey, folks, we're huffing and puffing. We're getting through the fastest hour in all the world. We got a full hour here. But all those eggs were found. The smartest listening audience in all of America. Joe Millage is coming in. Hey, Joe, with that monster drink, you're going to need a little extra energy this morning. Late night at the Ghostbusters. Good job of the Albia Theater and the tag team Monroe County Hospital. Hospitals and Summers Insurance. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we had a nice crowd out last night for kind of a cheap, well, we call it, it was Ghostbusters. We called it Inflation Busters because we only charged $2 to get in.
Nowhere in America. Yeah. $2 and a $3 snack pack. And so, yeah.
John was there. Pat was there. We had the KIIC crew there. And yeah, early morning this morning, I'm out of breath, but we've got, let's see, 6,000 eggs, 3,000 baggies, and 250 gold eggs.
How much of the candy? I just
heard it.
Oh my gosh, buddy. How did you eat any of the candy?
No, I didn't.
We don't even know how much of the candy may have been eaten by those who were putting it in, because you had a team of people putting those
4-H-ers together. 4-H-ers over at the extension office.
Yeah, and so I'm not feeling good this morning. Yeah.
We'll have probably 800 kids out here in just a few minutes. So
they'll be gone. I mean,
yeah, they pick the courthouse lawn up pretty
quick.
How
long does it typically last? I mean, do you ever keep a timer on it?
Oh, it's maybe 30 seconds.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe a minute.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
All right. I'm on way behind.
Easter Bunny out there today, too.
Easter Bunny's going to be here?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we thought so because we had him on Albia.tv,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And everybody needs to get out to Facebook and like that page
Albia
right now.
Albia
this
TV.
Is because we're going to be feeding you. When things are happening, you want to, you
it's
know.
Brand new. Brand new. Yep. And we're just, it's hyper
local. On Facebook.
Hyper local. And it doubled its size overnight when we hid the golden eggs.
Could you believe? Yes, you could, not even 3-hour contest. It was done by noon.
Yeah, it was amazing. Of course, what people will do for $100 per egg.
The smartest listening audience in all of America. Unbelievable.
Ton of fun. We made those video clues kind of hard and didn't give anything away, but they figured it out.
They did? Yep. All right. We're going to take a time out. We're coming back to Fast Hour on the radio. Buckle them up. We're going to go fast. Greg Hanshaw is going to stop by. See first, the Presidente.
Yeah. Taking care of business on the contest.
Yes, he is. He's winning. And then we're going to have Keith Murphy stop by and Eric Thomas, CJ3 Foundation, who's going to be the benefactor of all of your generosity by simply going out and filling out those forms and see first, doing what they do, put the community first. When we come back, Fast Hour on All Radio. Hello, Joe Millage. Hello, Easter Bunny. And get yourself up here. 10 o'clock, we're going to do this thing. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
Let's get to the golden egg.
We have to get to the egg garden. Run.
To kick off Easter and the start of the spring season, Ogle's Greenhouse is having a grown-up Easter egg hunt from noon to 2 p.m. Search our greenhouses for Easter eggs and have a chance to win prizes or in discounts throughout the store. We're now open for spring Monday through Saturday. Check out our Facebook and Instagram page for more details. We can't wait to show you all that's growing at Ogle's Greenhouse.
Ogle's Greenhouse, 1717 South B Street in Albia.
What's holding you back from living your best life? If it's poor credit or no credit, Community First Credit Union has the solution for you. With our new Charge Up Credit Builder program, we make it possible for you to establish or rebuild your credit so you can achieve your dreams, whether it's owning a home, purchasing a vehicle, or something else. So, what do you say? Why not let Community First Credit Union help you charge up your credit to new heights? Subject to approval and program qualifications, Equal Housing Opportunity, federally insured by the NCUA.
Stack up and save big on everyday essentials now at Menards. We have it all from big to small and everything in between. Keep your devices powered with Energizer Max batteries. They deliver consistent performance and can hold power for up to 10 years while in storage. Energizer Max batteries are on sale now through March 31st. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, Fast Hour on all the radio, money for nothing. Well, a guy that works really hard for all of our money and then does a great job of making sure this community is put first. That is Greg Hanshaw. Hey, you know right now.
Good morning,
buddy. You are top of the list in the women's brackets. I'm sure you're probably looking forward to a 2:30 tip-off here a little
Absolutely.
Bit later.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Yeah, I tell you, hey, it's kind of fun moving up the charts on the women's side. I took a massive dive yesterday on the men's bracket.
Yeah, I know how that feels, Greg, but I couldn't call it a massive dive because is it diving if you're at the bottom of the pool going up? I'm not sure.
Well, you make a good point, Jason. I think I dropped a couple hundred spots, though. For me, that felt pretty massive.
you were probably one of those airlines that lost their door coming out. You know, that's that feeling you get when you drop.
That's exactly what it felt like.
Hey, you know, doors, you guys are just opening doors. And when I think about, I want to real quick because I didn't touch on this much last week, and I really wanted to because, you know, the footprint of See First is growing and has been growing. And, you know, that that is a huge compliment to the way that communities receive you. But it's also a tremendous compliment to the team you put together in order to continue to grow. You have to have that kind of that. You have to have that leadership vision, and that comes from a great team.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. It's very kind, and the key to that, the critical piece to that, are the people. You said it perfectly, and you know, I learned a long, long time ago the way to make a business like ours go well and do well is to gather up a whole bunch of really good folks to make it all happen, and we've been extremely blessed with some really, really good people from border to border. You know, we stretch now from almost the eastern to the western border of Iowa, and it's a great feeling, and it wouldn't be if it wasn't for the fact that every one of those communities has welcomed us with open arms. And I think we take the most pride in just becoming a part of every community we locate ourselves in and really, really hunkering down and doing everything we can to take care of the folks in those areas.
Well, it's not an easy thing to do, and it has to be fully intentful because all too often you see this gobbling up of local and small banks and financial institutions, it's a gobbling up, and the last thing they're thinking about is Main Street in some small town.
Well, and you know, I'll share one of our quote unquote secrets, and that is, We actually make a strategic point to look for communities that have lost other financial institutions where folks have moved out.
Yep.
And some of the big monster institutions, that's what they're doing here in rural Iowa. They're closing their doors and moving out. And when we see something like that, we start taking a really good hard look because those are communities that need somebody like Community First or someone else much like us. And so we love doing that, and we actually look for opportunities like that.
Yeah, increasing the numbers without making people a number where they're still people.
There you go.
Yeah, good stuff.
I love it.
Hey, speaking of this game coming on here at 2:30, there's somebody who has been able to take the kind of the face of Iowa and spread it out. And she has transformed not the game of basketball here in the state of Iowa, but nationally. And when people can see, to me, it's bigger than just basketball, bigger than just the University of Iowa. It's like a showing Iowa to the world.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. Absolutely. And that's been one of the funnest parts of it, don't you think? It's just been incredibly fun to watch. And you know, I think all of us here in the state feel like we're a part of it for some reason. You know, we're part of it, and it's palpable. It's fun. It's exciting. I've got family out in Arizona that, you know, I get texts every time they're on. Are you watching the game?
Am I watching the game? Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Yeah, look at the ratings for these last couple of games. I think the last game they played last week was 4.9 million. I mean, it broke every record, men or women's, for NCAA tournament games that weren't a Final Four or a final.
As sad as I think any of us would be if Iowa was not able to win today, I don't think there will be any sadder of a people than those who are holding the television rights to a Monday night game with Iowa.
I think you're right. I think you're right. And boy, the conspiracy theorists are having a ball with that one. Have you picked up on that?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about. It's everywhere, you know, right? Jeesh.
Oh, my gosh. They're the real deal. You know, I couldn't help it. I got three-fourths of the way through my women's bracket, and I thought, I'm just taking them all the way. Why not? I mean, I can't pick somebody else over the Hawkeyes, so I've got them going all the way, and I think it's quite possible. It won't be easy. Starting today, it hasn't been easy for them, but, you know, they do what they have to do. They keep winning close games, and I've got a pretty good feeling, so it's going to be fun to watch.
Doing what they have to do. Well, what you guys are doing is not what you have to do, but you are doing it well. I appreciate it. I really do. And it is tremendous. I know I'm going to have Eric Thomas here from the CJ3 Foundation here in a few seconds, Greg.
Super.
And there is not a more grateful person than he for what you guys have partnered with to do for their organization. And they're serving heroes all throughout the country, but right here in our backyard. And really appreciate it. And,
We couldn't think of an organization we would rather help than that one. And tell Eric I said hi, and hope you have a great conversation.
We got one last question from the president. Which of the types of Easter egg, which of the types of Reese's peanut butter cups are better? The miniature foiled ones, the eggs, or the giant bunnies? This is the important question we're having this morning.
Well, hey, once you threw the word giant in there, that's my pick. Got to go with the biggest one.
All right, folks, that's the president, Greg Henshaw, with C1st Community First Credit Union, putting the community first. And all right, I know where you'll be at 2:30, buddy, so enjoy it and have a happy Easter.
Thanks so much. Same to you. Bye-bye.
Quick time out. Keith Murphy's going to join us. We're going to talk about this conspiracy theory. We know this thing is rigged, and for the first time ever, I think the world thinks it's rigged for Iowa. That's crazy. All right, a quick timeout. Coming back to Fast Hour on Radio. Buzzing right by.
My whole business just went up in flames. But my agent was there before the fire was out. We started a plan. I've got 25 employees who could be out of a job if we didn't get this place running again. My independent agent and auto owner's insurance, they made sure we didn't skip a beat. I mean, we didn't miss a single payroll. That's incredible.
For whatever lies ahead, we're always there.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
It's March, and it's Albia Ford Truck Month, and the deals are as big as the trucks. At Albia Ford, we'll do more than just help you find that right truck. We'll help you get the financing you need to pay for it, too. Now offering 1.9% financing with approved credit for 72 months. And on all F-150s, get an additional $2,000 off. We'll beat any competitor deal by $1,000, or place a factory order and save an additional $5,000. Get behind the wheel of a Ford truck today at Albia Ford, right on Highway 5 and right on the money.
This is Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. Many of our members use backup generators, but did you know there is a potential danger called backfeed? Backfeed occurs when power travels back through the utility lines and re-energizes them, creating a very dangerous situation. If the generator is not installed properly, the backfeed of electric current could kill or injure a lineman working to restore your power. To prevent backfeed, generators should never be plugged into a home's wiring or directly into the circuit breaker panel. Instead, install a transfer switch. Please call CBC before you install a generator to ensure safety for all.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Let's jump back on that phone line here. We're in the special edition of the Coach's Corner, Stump the Chumps, as we get ready for the Golden Easter Egg Hunt. That is right. This town square, which has been littered by the Easter Bunny, complete with all kinds of more golden eggs than ever before. And Joe Millie's did not skimp on the candy this year. I actually saw some Reese's peanut butter cups in there. So, folks, this thick as that lawn is right now with golden eggs and Easter eggs and all these Easter goodies, they're going to be gone in about 30 seconds at 10 o'clock, where you're going to want to be on the Albia Square. All right, Keith, welcome aboard. You know, we were having the great debate before we get into this basketball bracketology stuff. What is the best form of Reese's Peanut Butter Cup? Is it the miniature foiled ones, the regular-sized ones, the eggs? They have the flat eggs, the round eggs, and then, of course, the entire Easter Bunny made out of Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Well, it is the question of the day, and it is worth the amount of
debate analysis that's come with it. But I think it's clearly this is a case of the original has never been improved on. And, you know, with the bloodthirst lust of marketing and, you know, just the quest to make more money and confuse more people into buying more Reese's Cups, they've put out many different variations of this when the truth is you just can't improve on the original from the ridges to the distribution of chocolate to peanut butter ratio. It's the best. It'll always be the best. They will never top it, but they will keep trying just to separate us from our wallet, our credit cards, our cash, and I will keep buying and sampling each and every one, but I will keep coming back to the original.
It's done. It is sealed. He has firmly put in the truth. Now, let's talk about this great conspiracy that seems to be floating around. For the first time in my lifetime, there's a conspiracy that maybe the powers that be are pulling strings for an Iowa team.
That conspiracy is that they're trying to move Iowa and Caitlin Clark through the tournament. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that great conspiracy. And you know, it's broader on the X than I've ever thought. Somebody was telling me about it. I'm like, are you kidding me? But I can see, you know, if there may be a whole bunch of disappointed fans about 2:30 here, in Iowa, if they were to drop out. But I don't know if there'll be any more of a disappointment than the rights that are owned by ABC or ESPN on Monday night.
Yeah, if somehow we get to that rematch of Iowa LSU Monday night, I think it will approach or perhaps even break the all-time record for women's basketball, which was 10 million people watching the championship game last year. And I do get the conspiracy theories out there just because there is so much at stake for the networks in terms of ratings. Nobody moves the needle like Caitlin Clark does. Women's basketball is undoubtedly growing. It's not all just her. But if you look at the attendance spikes, the ticket sales spikes, the rating spikes, they are all at their biggest jump when Caitlin Clark is involved and it's not even close. So I get why people look at something like that and then they think that the fix is in and that the networks are calling down or some executive in a big room is calling from his leather chair and saying, hey, you've got to make sure that Iowa wins. We've got to have Caitlin Clark in the next round. I don't buy that for a minute, but I do know what fueled it this past Monday is a lot of casual fans and people who don't really know basketball watching that game and looking at the disparity in foul calls and saying, see, this proves the fix is in. Look at 27 foul calls on West Virginia and only, 11 on Iowa or whatever it was. But that's not about the fix being in. That is about difference in style of play. West Virginia, full court presses the whole time. They play, the man-to-man defense and they foul all the time. And then the official has to decide, all right, what are we going to call? How much are we going to call? Because it's like holding on the offensive line. It happens on every play. You have to decide how much of it are you going to call. So they're fouling out all the time. So that's why you have so many calls on West Virginia. And they played great defense. They had a great game plan. On the other side of it, Iowa played zone defense and dared West Virginia to shoot. And West Virginia couldn't hit sand falling off a camel. And they kept chucking up threes wide open. One poor woman missed, seven or eight threes. They didn't guard the three-point line. So Iowa's not fouling West Virginia shooters and just daring them to shoot from distance, and they kept missing. It ended up being a close game, but it's the style and play that leads to the lazy takes of, well, you see, they want Iowa to win. Look at all the foul calls on West Virginia. It's style of play. And it almost worked for West Virginia, and you can bet that Colorado is going to be really physical too because they saw Monday night.
Well, buddy, you're sitting at the top of the men's bracket. I think a lot of Iowa fans have now put down their men's bracket and focusing now on the ladies' side. And I think maybe there's probably as many eyes on the ladies' side this year than ever. Well, maybe more than the men's side. But what are you taking out of the men's bracket?
Well, it's been a lot of chalk to this point. I think for the most part, the A lot of favorites have won. I think a lot of brackets got blown up last night because many people had Houston to win. Probably not the most in any bracket pool, but you know, as a top three choice or so, Houston, and that made sense to me to have them all the way to the Final Four or so. But they lose their best player, Shed, in the first half to an injury, and Duke advances. That probably eliminated some more people because it's tough to win one of these things if once your champion loses. I don't even know if you can. I guess it depends how many people are in a bracket like this. But it's kind of starting to have a UConn against the field, UConn against the field feel to it. And oftentimes we think that and we end up being proven wrong about that. But UConn, again, just looks like a juggernaut, especially with Houston out of the tournament.
Well, that is Keith Murphy. Keith, we appreciate you stopping by. And right now you're ahead on the men's side. You're stealing it on the ladies. And, you know, you could win them both. You could win them both.
Well, that's my plan, and the fix is in on that. That was called down by Joe Millage himself. He said he wants like a big pack, a grocery store-sized pack of Reese's Cups, or he wants to win. Let's make sure he wins because I'm not sending him the Reese's Cups. So, yeah, the fix could be in.
The fix is on, and it is all around Millage, and always is. All right, it's Keith Murphy. All right, we're going to take a quick time out. We're coming back. The Fast Hour on All Radio continues after this time out. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
At Lucas County Health Center, they understand that sore throats and fevers don't take weekends off, and neither do they. If you wake up on Saturday morning and you're not feeling well, don't wait until Monday. They're here for you. 7 days a week, see Lucas County Health Center. Always caring, always home.
What's holding you back from living your best life? If it's poor credit or no credit, Community First Credit Union has the solution for you. With our new Charge Up Credit Builder program, we make it possible for you to establish or rebuild your credit so you can achieve your dreams, whether it's owning a home, purchasing a vehicle, or something else. So, what do you say? Why not let Community First Credit Union help you charge up your credit to new heights? Subject to approval and program qualifications, Equal Housing Opportunity, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Joe Warner. Here at Warner Family Angus, we appreciate the relationships we have developed with our customers over the years. When you come to Warner Family Angus to select your next herd bull, we hope you enjoy a no-pressure experience where we can help you pick the right bull for your cows. We look forward to visiting with you soon, so stop by the farm to view the bulls or go to the website at warnerfamilyangus.com.
You're listening to The Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back. Welcome back into The Coach's Corner as we look down at the beautiful and historic Albia Square. And it looks like it was hit by a vandal. Well, the Easter Bunny has sprung Easter goodies all over, and the reflection off of those is glistening up here. And good news, it's going to be all picked up in about 30 seconds when we get Easter egg hunt underway. 10 o'clock, we'll get things going. Four sides of the square, and they've been age separated, so make sure when you get up here, you get to the appropriate age group. We've had to warn Dan Stocker multiple times to make sure he gets to the right spot. You know, it does, you know, a 6'5" guy standing with a bunch of 2-year-olds does look a little funny. You think you'd get it figured out, Matt Johnson. Welcome in, Coach. I'm going to talk some soccer this morning. A good week for the soccer program, a historic week. Run it down for us.
On Tuesday, we started off the season, both boys and the girls, with a game against Clark. Girls ended up winning 6-1, well, which is just a feat in its own. I mean, it's the first ever victory, first goal. A lot of firsts happened in that game, we'll put it that way. And then we had our varsity boys follow after that, and they ended up winning 2-0.
Who let the dogs out? Millage? Millage brings his dog into the studio, and you know, and are you surprised he has no control over his animals?
That's a I understand that process. It's a tough one.
Well, the Easter Bunny walked in, and the good news, the Easter Bunny is going to be okay. But some of the candy is now gone, and
hopefully not too much chocolate in that.
No kidding. Well, yeah, that may be an interesting afternoon for Millage. I think it's an in-house dog.
Yeah, well, that'll be
could be a long cleanup. Okay. Oh, finish our yeah, because we want to talk about you were finishing up on the guys.
Yeah, we went down with both the boys and the girls. We had pretty close matches and coming up into halftime, and then we came out of halftime strong. Just like it's something I always tell the kids, we're not going to be able to have a lot of conversations between game or during the game, other than if we sub you out of the game because we can't call timeouts to have a little chat about what we need to improve. So we both made the girls and the boys both made pretty good adjustments at halftime and really started playing much. I mean, they played well in the first half, but much improved in the second half. So it was impressive. I was pretty happy to see that.
Yeah, rocked Coach Reno with you. And Coach, I'm going to ask you this question because, you know, watching you coach the youth stuff and some of the things you do in the high school programs, you know, one of the powerful things as a coach is being able to communicate with your players and get them together and organize their thoughts, right? That's what the coach does. But in the game of soccer, once the whistle blows, they're you can't get much conversation because there is no timeouts.
Yeah, it's true. And that's something that Coach and I have been speaking with the boys about, you know, for years at this point. So, you know, it's kind of understanding the tact behind what we're trying to accomplish and so forth. And, you know, from the boys' side, they're starting to figure it out. And that's very encouraging where, you know, as Coach alluded to, even at halftime, right, we let the kids do a lot of the talking and a lot of their comments and conversations that they're having. It's exactly what we'd be speaking to. So they're starting to understand, you know, what we're trying to accomplish and so forth. And it's just simple things that they're doing. And that's very promising.
Well, the fact that you've got to do that. You can have those conversations only if you've been working together enough and practice and really that you've done a good job as a coach of for them to fully understand the concept that you're trying to get them to grab onto.
Yeah, we have a good group. Well, on the boys' side, for sure, we have a good group of seniors that have been together for a long time. As I mentioned last week, we got 11 of them. So they've been playing together for a while. They've been listening to our thoughts, our thought processes for a long time. So they're kind of starting to understand. Our other assistant that's not able to be here today, Coach Landon Noe, he does a great job getting to the point with the kids. They're really buying into what we are saying and what we want to accomplish, as Coach Reno was saying. We got a good group of kids that I think are going to make great coaches someday. And that's something that you want to make. I mean, it may not be in soccer that they're going to be a great coach in, but I think there'll be coaches somewhere and something, and they're going to do a great job at it because they are understanding what it takes on that end of on that side of the field.
Becoming leaders. Yes. That's what a coach is. How would you describe this men's team, Coach Reno?
I mean, overall, like Coach said, you know, we're a heavy kind of upper-class team, so that's very good. I mean, overall, they're starting to buy into the system, where in kind of years past it was more of, you know, just kick, you know, and that's what a lot of people think. You know, in soccer, just kick the ball. Well, that's not the case. You know, there's, like I said, there's some tact to it, finding feet. Just play the simple play rather than going for the home run, right? So keep it simple and then play. And, you know, just made a comment to the boys after one practice where a couple years ago we played a very, very talented team in the second round of playoffs. And they basically worked their ball around. And I said, you know, we're chasing. And in soccer, you don't want to chase, right? So you're wasting your energy. They're basically moving and shifting around on you. And we're starting to do that as a team. So that's very promising.
Promising was the ladies too, Coach. A great start for them, and as you said, you know, some first season, first week of competition, and they're impressive.
Oh yeah, sorry about that. Like I said, we played Clark on Tuesday, and then Thursday we played a very, very strong Pella Christian team. They got the best of us on that one, 1-0. But we played a heck of a game. And it was very encouraging to see the emotion, the frustration on the sideline after that loss. That it really means something to those girls. Like, it's sometimes you get those losses that are like, well, darn, we'll get them next time type of thing. But there were several girls that were pretty upset with the fact that we weren't able to get that win. And I mean, they shouldn't be too discouraged. I mean, that team's had, I mean, it's Pella Christian. They've been together for a while. They've been playing together for a while, and this is our first season. Yeah, a lot of them played last year some, but they're getting a lot more direct instruction than they had in the past. Because we have multiple coaches now, multiple staff.
I'm impressed. This is you've got a large group of really good, solid leader coaches helping the program. I mean, that is compliment to you and the district.
Yeah, we couldn't do this the way that we're trying to do it this year without the four individuals that are helping us out. The guys' side, they know Miss Coach Reno, they know Landon very well. Like, they've been with him for a while. Jenny and Tony have acclimatized themselves pretty well to the girls' side. The girls are really starting to understand what we're trying to get at. It's much more focused than what we could have ever asked for last year when we just had 45 kids out there and three coaches.
All right, what's the week ahead look like?
The boys play Monday against Pella Christian. And then they play again Thursday, and I believe that's Knoxville. And then the girls play Friday, and honestly, I can't even remember who they play Friday off the top of my head, but they play Friday. So,
as a coach, you're just saying the next one. And the opposition rarely even matters. So many people spend so much time worrying about somebody else, and it's you that matters. And last question, because both of your dads, have you ever fallen victim to filling the Easter eggs and end up eating the entire bag of Reese's on your own?
Yeah, I mean, dad tax all the way. I'm all for that. Halloween.
Dad tax. I've never heard it to mention that. That's what it was, is a grandpa tax. And what it seems like the government took 90% of all the Reese's. The good news, at least I didn't get the final three.
Right. Well, I may be the one that sneaks in those final ones, but it's fine. They get enough sweets from grandparents and everything anyways, right?
All right, guys. Thanks for stopping by. The soccer program off and running. And speaking of running, we're going to talk with Coach Ratliff here in a second. The ladies were running on Thursday. A beautiful night. They had to make some transitions, and they got it in. And Thursday, we'll talk about the results when Coach Ratliff joins here in just a second. Fast Hour Lowell Radio continuing. 10 o'clock, folks. Don't forget to get yourself up on the square. And I'm seeing some bodies coming on. It's going to be a fast and furious Easter egg hunt when we come back to the Fastest Hour on All Radio. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
Let's get to the golden egg.
We have to get to the egg garden. Run.
To kick off Easter and the start of the spring season, Ogle's Greenhouse is having a grown-up Easter egg hunt from noon to 2 p.m. Search our greenhouses for Easter eggs and have a chance to win prizes or in discounts throughout the store. We're now open for spring Monday through Saturday. Check out our Facebook and Instagram page for more details. We can't wait to show you all that's growing at Ogle's Greenhouse.
Ogle's Greenhouse, 1717 South B Street in Albia.
What's holding you back from living your best life? If it's poor credit or no credit, Community First Credit Union has the solution for you. With our new Charge Up Credit Builder program, we make it possible for you to establish or rebuild your credit so you can achieve your dreams, whether it's owning a home, purchasing a vehicle, or something else. So, what do you say? Why not let Community First Credit Union help you charge up your credit to new heights? Subject to approval and program qualifications, equal housing opportunity, federally insured by the NCUA.
Ah, the pain I'm paying for that. I never heard it called that. The dad tax on Easter and Halloween and Christmas candy. That's what it is when, us dads and the grandpas take some of the candy. I'm hurting so bad. Coach, you know, Ratliff, you're joining me. And, you know, he's an avid runner and workout guy. And you know, I put a two-hour bike ride in, an hour run. I thought I'd earned one. But there's something. They put something in those candy, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I think I went into a sugar comatose for a few minutes because I'm now on paying the price. My stomach is hurting from all that.
Yeah. Mrs. Ratliff laughs at me. Recently I said, hey, you know what? I want to be a little bit healthier in the morning. Instead of that sugared cereal, would you pick me up some oatmeal? She's like, yeah, that's a good idea. I said, make sure you pick up some those mini Reese's too, because a bowl of oatmeal with about six of those in it makes the oatmeal worth eating.
Yeah, it almost everything with the Reese's is better. I'm paying the price. Hey, paying the price and a good price that was paid. You guys, ladies, were able to get on the oval.
Yeah, you know, we've been really fortunate. We've lost two meets this season, and we're right on track because we were able to pick up one at Graceland a week ago Friday. Mm-hmm. And then when we got canceled out Tuesday's meet, we just sent an email over to Clark. They're like, yeah, come on over.
Yeah, so that was
the 16-team girl meet. It was a great meet.
And a good exchange of Tuesday for a Thursday.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, the weather was perfect. You know, I'm walking around the inside of the track with a couple of the girls, and I'm like, it's still March. And I'm out here, no jacket, no hat, no gloves. And then it really heated up because we started running. We just had a great night.
Let's go through it.
So I'm going to start out with Janelle Clark. Janelle Clark popped off, I think it's her all-time best 400 meters. She's been running 400 meters off and on for us for the last 4 years. But the first race of the night, she anchored that sprint med with a 71. And, you know, I was just on the inside. You know, you get excited on the inside sometimes when you see kids do things that are new to them, especially when they've been working at it for so long. And, you know, that set the tone for the night. Reagan Carter, freshman, jumped into the 3,000, volunteered to do that. We had a couple of kids not with us, so Reagan was like, yeah, I'll do that. And then so she was top eight. She got seventh place there, scored some team points for us. Then the 4x8 hit the track, and it was interesting. They don't like running the 4x8 because the 4x8 is like a 400, only buddy. Twice as bad with a little more.
It is considered the most, and if you want to improve your VO, right, your VO2, you want to run 800s.
Yeah. 8s, 10s, 12s, that's what you're repeating.
Yeah.
And so I made a deal with them. I was like, hey, I know that we're missing one of our four from that state team last year. Millie McInnes jumped in, Serene Thompson was ill, and, you know, we missed her for sure. But I said, here's what we need. We've run 10:40. I need a 10:25 or better. And that's what I told them on Wednesday. And then on Thursday on the sheet here, it says 10:23. So they looked at it, they're like, 10:23 today? I'm like, yeah, if it's tomorrow, it'd be a 10:21. And I smiled, and they laughed. I saw Abby George took off like she was running a 200. I was like, oh, that's a great start. You know, you're kind of on the inside saying, I hope that's not too good of a start.
Mm-hmm.
Dropped a 222. Mm. So her PR is a 220 at that perfect weathered state meet last year. And then handed it off to Avery Major, and Avery Major went 236.9, which is flying. And Millie McInnes talked about her for a minute. Last year, her PR was a 303. You know, she had the great cross-country season that she had and stayed in shape during basketball. Came out with a 246. So I talked to her just a little bit. I think she was running a little bit scared. When she got the baton, the first two ladies, Avery and Abby, had us in position to start lapping teams. So she had people to run with. A lot of times your third leg is a slow leg because they run by themselves. So that's, you know, a lot more difficult mentally. But she was able to jump up behind a couple of girls on their second lap, on her first lap, and start the lapping process. And then McKenna Montgomery, who continues to amaze me, set an all-time lifetime best 800 as well with a 225. So when the race was over, I was super excited. I saw the watch, and I didn't say too much. Coach Beal is really our official timer for splits. But then I got that dreaded call. The Albia girls coach to the press box, please.
Oh, no.
Usually that means that some small infraction happened and you'll try that race again sometime. I went up to the press box and the timer's like, hey, coach, did your girls run all of their laps? I'm like, yes, sir. He was like, I was afraid of that. Because we were so far ahead, second place was an 11:25. We ran a 10:11. There was some issues with the camera. So I just pulled up the splits that I had and verified, and they're like, yeah, that's what we had as well. And so that was pretty cool.
I don't know if I've seen that.
So
you had another first.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was excited that was the
you
the
won so 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 impressively that they didn't know that it was too impressive of a win.
Right. Yeah. So that was good.
Not bad.
it's always fun. You know, that's 4 seconds. That would have been the new school record had we not broken it at the state qualifying meet last year. So that's pretty fast. You know, and we know that we know we're going to be faster, but I gave them this week off. They don't have to run the 4x8. But we had some other great things. Our shuttle hurdle was 17 seconds faster than it was all year last year. We actually have girls who want a hurdle and are out there doing it with some aggression. The distance medley relay looked good. Abby George ran a 60.3 open 400, and McKenna Montgomery PR'd in the 400 as well with a 64.50. So, you know, just seeing some really quick times there. Avery Major looked good in the 100 hurdles and the 400 hurdles as well. Abby George PR'd in the 200. A lifetime PR in March in the 200. You know, 4x1 team ran really well. Janelle and Sophie, Avery Castor, Manaya Autry. Across the board, we just had a beautiful night. On the bus ride up there, their driver turned the noise off as we pulled into town. I said, hey, you know what, we need to just think about a couple of things as we get off the bus tonight. One, we were given a gift by Clark to come over and run tonight. And two, we were given a gift from God himself with the weather that he's going to allow us to run in tonight. So now let's go open those presents and see what's inside. And you know what was inside was a really big night for us.
Impressive. And the best news of it all is that you got to run. And you hit it right when you get off that bus. And sometimes we forget that. You know, we're just in this moment, and we're pretty fortunate in all cases to be able to live these moments.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and there were some hardships there, too. You know, we had a freshman drop her first baton ever. And, you know, I was so happy because when the baton hit the ground, both girls looked at it, lunged down for it, picked it up and ran, even though there was a possibility of a DQ because it did come out of our lane. But they did everything right. They didn't, you know, impede any other runners. So we had some learning moments as well. And, you know, we're looking forward to this week. Big week this week. Go down to Davis County with the boys on Tuesday. And that's a pretty powerful meet. And then we go into the Eddyville meet on Thursday. So, you know, if we have weather similar to what we saw today, I expect we're going to see similar results to what we had.
It's really hard to think about this, but we could be talking Drake Relays here very shortly.
Yeah, you know, last weekend, I think, in April. It's crazy. Yeah. Drake Relays and State's only 3 weeks apart this year. So,
wow. Yeah. Impressive. All right, Coach, congratulations. Another great week for ladies. Got to meet in, and the guys were doing well. We talked to Coach Hill. We let him have we let him sleep in this morning. He's not sleeping, though.
Well, but how about,
he might be getting ready to hide some eggs and taking the dad tax. Yeah. I never heard that before, the dad tax.
Yeah, I think I'll use that at home now. I think that makes a lot of sense. I know what's in the Easter baskets for our boys, and I may have to dad tax that myself.
How about the greatest comeback in all of mankind?
Man, what an amazing thing to think about.
Yep.
You know?
It was Friday. Well, you go back a week ago and Sunday, right? And they're bringing him in. He's a king, right? He's a king. And then and by the end of the week, they're saying put him up on a cross, right? And then there was Sunday.
Man, then there was Sunday, and he came up tomb empty.
That's right. Hey, this hour is going to end right here because we are going to have a rundown to the great golden Easter egg hunt that is about to take place. I want to thank Jacob Brigg, the best producer in all the business. All the coaches are stopping by. I'm Greg Henshaw, our leader at Community First Credit Union. And this is me thanking our Lord and Savior for the greatest gift that was ever given and the greatest comeback story in the history of mankind. That is right. There was Friday, but Sunday is coming and Easter is here. And enjoy it and get to church and celebrate the greatest gift given to mankind, and that is the gift of salvation. You've been listening to Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Have a great Saturday, and get up here to the Easter egg hunt about to take place right about now.
Must have been cold there in my shadow to never have sunlight on your face.
complain.
Country.